From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela says it detained two opposition leaders for posing a flight risk. Two former mayors, Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma, were taken from their homes late Monday, just a day after President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in an election for a new constituent assembly, almost universally condemned as fraudulent.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
The lawyer for Leopoldo López, Juan Carlos Gutiérrez, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation to the arrest was swift. Ravina Shamdasani is with the UN Human Rights Office.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson describing them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their immediate release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against President Nicolas Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets demanding an immediate investigation into the killing of election official Christopher Musando. Rights activist John Githongo took part in that protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
Musando was found dead Monday after disappearing on Friday. This is VOA News. More